All right. I told you. I've been telling you. Mick the Brit was going to be on the show with us, and I'm not kidding you. Good-looking fella that he is. He's been up all night celebrating, I'm quite sure. I would be if I were him. The UK holding its election yesterday, kicking the Liberals square in the exit door, showing them the worst loss for the Labour Party for the Liberals since 1935. The Conservatives steamrolling landslide victory. Mick, welcome back to the program.
Thank you very much, Steve. And yes, I've been awake for about an hour after going to bed and staying up for as long as I could watching it. But yes, it was huge.
It is epic.
Go on.
It's epic, Mick. I mean, this is the biggest victory for the Conservatives since Margaret Thatcher was there, the worst loss for the Liberals since 1935. This sends a message that those that voted for Brexit meant what they said, and you guys have mobilized. You have rejected socialism. You have rejected globalists. You have rejected the liberal elite, right?
That's right, Steve. That's exactly right. And for places, people that avoid, a bit like supporting your favourite football team, you'll always support them whether they do good or bad. But these people that voted yesterday, they literally were felt with the pen hovering over the cross and saying, I know it, I've got to do it, and they did it. It's a bit like, Steve, California going Republican. Now, that never happens, does it, in an election, a U.S. election?
Well, you don't know.
Kind of seismic like that. Sorry.
Sure, it's a seismic. I mean, it's an epic. It's a seismic shift. I mean, this will affect U.K. politics. It'll affect England and Scotland and Wales for a generation. I mean, this is not just some small measure. This will affect everything for a generation. Plus, the Brexit deal will get done by the end of January. And what I was explaining to the folks today, and remember this, Brexit came before Donald Trump. Brexit was an indicator of what was to follow in America. Now you have this massive steamrolling of the liberals and the rejection of globalist elites. And I'm telling folks, this is going to be a massive win by Donald Trump November 2020 because people here are just as sick of the overreach by government and these people trying to put their thumb on them. I mean, it's going to be a big change here, too.
Yes, indeed, Steve. And, Corbyn is very much like Saunders there with your Democrats. And we the people have totally rejected that at the ballot box yesterday.
Yeah. So
yes.
So what are people saying? What are the people saying to you, the people, your friends, people you know, liberals, conservatives, people down the middle? What are you hearing from people that you talk to in and around London?
Well, they're saying, look, we just want Brexit done because the politicians have hung it out for so long. The problem was 76% of those MPs in Parliament were Remainers, and that's why it got all hung out politically. But now they're saying, we just want it done. So the Boris Johnson and the Conservatives stuck to that message. You want Brexit, vote Conservative. And the other thing, of course, Steve, is they could not bear to have Jeremy Corbyn as Prime Minister. They bear to have, like, a Marxist communist, as Prime Minister.
Well, sure, and I saw some really colorful things being said on... to anyone who voted Tory, I hope you're proud that you will be directly responsible for the death and of untold millions of vulnerable people. You should be effing ashamed. So we go back to the racist, fascist, extreme right-wing 80s. I mean... The thing about that's true on your side of the pond and mine is that those on the left have the worst ability to accept loss. They're the biggest sore losers of anyone ever. And the liberals just got clocked. What they ought to do is sit down and shut up and let somebody lead the country. Am I right or wrong?
No, you're absolutely right, Steve. They are sore losers. And not only that, they actually do what they accuse you of doing.
Every day. You're exactly right. So, Brexit first. What other things are on the agenda for you as a Londoner and for people around England and Wales and Scotland and so forth? What are some of the other things you'd like to see? Are we talking about bigger trade deals? I know there's going to be one with America. Getting your currency back, getting your autonomy back, getting rid of these open border nonsense. I mean, what's on your agenda?
Well, all of the above, Steve. But certainly, you know, our being able to secure our borders without having to let any EU citizen in, whether we like them or not, sort of thing. And that's one thing. But, of course, having the freedom to make our own laws, having the freedom to do our own trade deals. Just to expand our economy as we wish in the direction we want it to go. You haven't got that under the constraints of being in the EU club. And so, it's like having a big burden lifted off your shoulders. For me, having a burden lifted off my shoulders and being able to say, well, OK, these people want to do business with us. You know, the Commonwealth, they want to do business with us. And we can certainly do more trade with countries like in Africa, for example, more ethically, because we, at the moment, tariffs are applied to them by the EU. So all of that will be lifted.
But that's
going to take a while to get there, Steve. I mean, you know, January the 31st, that's the beginning. But that's the beginning of the end.
Well, I understand that. And congratulations to you and your fellow countrymen, because you don't have to ask permission anymore to do the things you need to do in the best interest of your nation. And that's what also resonates here, that Make America Great Again is, you know, look out for your home first, and then you can help others. But you can't help others if your home is a wreck. I mean, that's kind of the message that I got from Brexit the first time around, from Donald Trump, this massive win by the Conservatives and Boris Johnson. It's all a big deal. I'll give you the last word, Mick.
Okay, Steve. No, you're absolutely right there, Steve. And, you know, Britain and America have always been good allies. And I'm talking about we, the people. And so, the future's looking a little bit brighter as we, and I think the pound just jumped up yesterday as well.
I don't know
if you noticed,
yeah.
When the exit poll result was given. And of course,
good news. It's all good news, Mick. I got to leave it there, my friend. Mick the Brit live from London. We'll check back with you in a week or two and see how things have shaken out. Mick, thank you so much.
All right, Steve, all the best to you.
Cheers.
And the good people of America. God bless.
Yeah, cheers. Back after this.